This is your KUTX Soundcheck. While the battle for boycotting runs rampant on a presidential front, a music boycott is happening stateside. Acts have been pulling out of historic Houston music venue Fitzgerald's after promoter Garrett Brown, aka Track Sounds, posted screenshots on Twitter containing an alleged email exchange between him and Fitzgerald's owner Sarah Fitzgerald, where she responded to Track Sounds' hip-hop show promotion by saying her venue is not a big fan of music that, quote, worships rape culture and harbors hatred. Her rant included remarks stereotyping the clothing, attitude, and habits of a typical hip-hop crowd, summing it up with, quote, 300 fans that buy little, tip little, and create disharmony? No thanks. Since the reveal of the email exchange, many promoters and artists have joined Track Sounds' call to boycott the venue, the newest among them being Margin Walker Presents founder Graham Williams. Williams has moved an upcoming show with Odyssey from Fitzgerald's, as well as several other unannounced bookings. When asked about the decision, Williams said, "The decision to move wasn't hard and already somewhat in process. Those horrible comments made the decision easy." Jerry Garcia's go-to guitar for two decades, his iconic Wolf guitar, is heading to Gersney's auction block in late May to raise money for the Southern Poverty Law Center. Garcia first performed with a Doug Irwin-crafted instrument at a private concert in 1973 for the Hells Angels. It was after that show that Garcia affixed the guitar with the iconic sticker of a cartoon wolf and used the guitar in countless Grateful Dead performances before retiring it in 1993. Following Jerry's death in 1995, Irwin reclaimed the Wolf guitar and sold it at auction for over $700,000 in 2002, a then world record for a guitar. That anonymous buyer is now putting it up again for auction, saying, "Playing this iconic guitar over the past 15 years has been a privilege, but the time is right for Wolf to do some good." Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.